John, that was a mixed day. You had a terrible start and then quite a rearguard action from your lads once again.
Yeah, from 18 for 5, you'd probably be pretty pleased with 197. Second half of the order did pretty well to get us up to some sort of a total. And then the rest of the day probably not gone as well as we'd liked either.
And it's the third time that McCarthy and Rushworth have put 50 on in a partnership in the last three matches.
They are looking as the form partnership at the moment. It's not ideal, but it's also, we can joke about it, but it's actually quite important that you lower order get ones. It makes a big difference in county cricket in particular. I think when you generally find sides that do well in the championship have got pretty strong 6, 7, 8 at least. And if you can get some runs even lower down than that, it makes a real difference.
How much do you think the pink ball behaves compared to the red ball? Do you think there's a little bit more bounce in it? I mean, looking at it, suggestions that maybe it was doing a lot, but looking back through the video of some of the dismissals, it looked like there were quite a few just sort of early season shots, people playing at ones that maybe they should have left alone.
There was definitely quite a bit of seam movement early on. Quite consistent seam movement, I'd say. It wasn't that it was doing anything especially extravagant all the time. One or two did, but it was consistently seeming a little bit. It wasn't a lot of swing, a little bit maybe, but nothing outrageous, nothing that you wouldn't expect from any sort of a new ball, really. So, but it's difficult to make too many judgments on the pink ball. We've had one day's cricket of it, so I wouldn't go putting my house on anything that I'm going to say now about how good it is or how it behaves.
Well, Brett Dolivier has just shown the difference. I mean, he's got a lot of runs on the board. He's got 91, far more than anybody else in the game. Do you think he just played it differently to anybody else? Or?
He's played well. And he deserves some credit for sticking out. We probably feel we could have bowled a little bit better at him at times. Didn't really create any real periods of pressure where we managed to so you really get a grip on the scoreboard and stop it moving. Generally here in red ball cricket and possibly in pink as well, if you stop the scoreboard moving, you've always got a chance of taking wickets. But scoreboard kept moving all the way through their innings pretty comfortably.
Yeah, and it very dewy towards the end tonight. I mean, you haven't come off the pitch till 10 to 10. There was a lot of your players slipping around in the field and we're sitting commentating wondering if somebody might turn an ankle.
There was a bit of moisture out there towards the end. I think we've probably seen wetter outfields at times, certainly in T20 and stuff like that. We do generally play where the outfields are a little bit damper. So, not ideal, but still, we could have probably dealt with it a little bit better.
I gather there's about 260 people came after 5 o'clock, people heading home from work, paying their fiver. So that brought a few more through the door. There was a decent crowd in, over 1,000 in today as well.
Quite lucky generally in Championship cricket, to be honest. We get more than most. We usually get a good covering of supporters. It was great to see some extra ones coming in. I'm sure that with Stokes and Wood in the side, that probably brought in a few anyway. So difficult to see if it was the pink ball or the quality of the side that we had.
Finally, Tom Latham. Everybody was hoping for the big debut. I gather he's been walking around in a sort of ski boot type contraption recently. So he's got an injury to his foot. When are we likely to see him, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be a few weeks, unfortunately. It's not going to be in the next week or two, that's for sure. Stress fracture of third metatarsal, I think, is the correct description of the injury. So we were hoping it was going to be healed by now, but he had a rescan last week and it hasn't healed quite well enough. So it's going to be a couple more weeks at least.